power plus impunity leads to abuse, and abuse unchecked almost always becomes sexual abuse. This is true throughout history, it's true throughout the world, and it's certainly been true in Israel over the last 2.5 years. And although sexual violence by the Israelis in detention centres is reported in the West, there remains one crime that is taboo for Western media: the Israelis' use of dogs to rape Palestinian inmates. I spoke to a remarkable woman. Her name is Maha Husseini. Maha has been in Gaza since day one of the genocide, and she's been displaced 8 times. She spoke to us from Gaza City. Your organisation, EuroMed Human Rights Monitor, has produced this extraordinary report, Another Genocide Behind Walls, which looks particularly at the use of sexual torture in Israeli detention centres. Can you summarise for us very briefly what that report says?
Yeah, this report is actually the outcome of work we've been doing since the beginning of the genocide. Overall, we documented at least 7 forms of sexual violence practiced against Palestinians in Israeli places of detention, including rape, cases of rape, threats of rape, forced nudity, assaults on genitals, verbal and physical harassment, and coerced exposure to rape, where the Israeli, of course, officers and soldiers actually force Palestinians to witness the rape of other inmates or other detainees. Of course, the majority of these testimonies actually belong to men other than women. And this is this does not mean that women did not were not subjected to sexual violence as much as men, but because we are speaking about a conservative society where women actually don't feel very comfortable speaking about being subjected to sexual violence. Many men described being raped several times over the course of several days.
One thing that leaps out of your report is the use of dogs to rape male detainees. There's other evidence around this now as well. How solid and widespread is the evidence for that particular crime now?
Yes, actually, this is not the first time that we documented cases of dogs abusing, or trained dogs actually abusing or raping Palestinian detainees inside Israeli jails. In this report particularly, we documented several cases. I will just read one of the shocking cases that we documented. One detainee told us that he was detained, of course, in Sdeitiman, and this is where most of the violations occur. He said that they took a group of detainees and me to the corridor between the sections and forced us to strip completely naked. The soldiers brought in several dogs. One of them urinated on me. One of the dogs then raped me, penetrated my anus in a trained manner when I was being beaten. This continued for several minutes. I felt profoundly humiliated and violated. Other, of course, men, we met, said that after they were raped by the soldiers, they also were raped by dogs in the very same day. And this is something that also confirms that this is a systematic policy, because no army trains dogs on raping humans unless this is something that is accepted by the highest rank in the authority.
These are almost unimaginably horrific accounts, aren't they, Maha? But thank you very much for joining us, and keep
safe.
Thank
you, Richard.
I also spoke to a former Israeli army intelligence officer who has done the work that Western journalists have not, and brought together and collated all of the evidence about the Israelis' use of dogs to rape Palestinian inmates. His name is Shael Ben Ephraim, and he spoke to us from California, where he now lives.
Really started by accident well over a year ago, when a friend of mine, childhood friend actually, was stationed at this Sdeitiman base. And at that time, I was a fairly passionate Zionist, supporter of Israel. And he told me, listen, there's things going on in this Sdeitiman prison that you will absolutely not believe. They're so awful. And so I looked into it, and he put me in touch with two guards who had worked there. And they told me about all the torture that had occurred in Sde Teiman, but also some things that hadn't appeared in the media, like the fact that they were killing inmates and leaving them around the others in order to serve as a warning to them and that sort of thing. And I published it on X and it got a pretty big response. And that played a very large role in my moving away from Zionism. I kept in touch with one of the two guards. I talked to another. I was introduced to another by the guard that I had talked to. I had seen the reports that dogs had been used to sexually assault inmates in Sde Teiman. So I just asked them about it. And to my, I don't know, I guess surprise, I don't know, horror, they both confirmed it. One said that he'd seen dogs being used, and the other said that he'd heard talk about dogs being used. From my experience, when inmates in Israeli prisons testify to something, it is true. And it almost always is confirmed by the fact after Zionists and Israel supporters deny it and say that it's just hearsay. It's almost always supported by the facts. Believe the victims, especially when there's several testimonies.
I'm particularly drawn to this subject because I reported this in my film Gaza for Al Jazeera's investigative unit back in October 2024. Now, at that time, it was pretty much the first report that was out there in the public about the use of dogs to rape Palestinian prisoners. The work you've done, you've essentially collated, brought together what is out there in the public domain since. Could you just sort of sum that up for us? How much evidence is there now out there in the public domain about this?
Well, as far as I know, there's testimony from at least 20 people. And then I added the testimony of two guards. So that was the first sort of corroboration by any Israeli sources. I was very skeptical about this early on. It sounds to Israelis like something that would be just invented to make Israel seem like the deepest, darkest, most demonic country in the world. You know, we're used to thinking the whole world is anti-Semitic and out to get us. But the testimony is consistent. It's believable. And guards confirmed it to me. So I'm convinced. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see someone boasting about this. We've already had some cases of settlers and soldiers arresting Palestinians and threatening them that they will be raped and that they will be raped by dogs, specifically.
Because we had that case, again, at Sde Teiman, where a rape was caught on video and it was exposed in Israeli media, wasn't it? Now, what's happened to the soldiers involved in that? As I understand it, the charges have been dropped, haven't they?
Yes, the charges were dropped. The only person who faced real consequences for that was Yifat Yerushalmi, the military attorney who leaked the video.
How just some of the cases you have collated are quite extraordinary. One man who was raped by a dog, he recalled that when he screamed, the guards beat him for disturbing the dog. Another victim, he emphasized that the dog appeared trained and knew exactly what it was doing. Is this systematic or are these rogue elements?
It's clearly systematic. I don't believe that Netanyahu and Katz ever sat there and decided that dogs should be used to rape inmates. What I think happened is that some commanders who were in charge of the dogs thought this would be a good idea. They did, and no one stopped them. These cases are almost exclusively in Sde Teiman that I'm aware of. There are a couple of cases elsewhere. So it's systematic. It's Sde Teiman for sure. And anything that happens in Sde Teiman tends to spread elsewhere. That's sort of ground zero.
You've served in the Israeli military in intelligence. You know, you're an Israeli. You're brought up in Israel. Explain to us how people can arrive at a place where they are prepared to do this sort of thing and to tolerate those around them doing this sort of thing.
Well, as a disclaimer, I want to say that I haven't lived in Israel since October 7th. And I think that's important because that's kept me separated from a certain psychosis that the Israeli people have undergone. The hatred towards Palestinians in general is incredibly high, but the people who actually perpetrated October 7th, or at least even suspected of perpetrating October 7th, is at levels that are psychotic. Doing this sort of thing with dogs sends a message to Palestinians that the worst things in the world will happen to them unless they leave.
Shaila, thank you very much for joining us.
Sure, thank you. A pleasure.
The treatment of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli detention centers is almost unimaginably barbaric. And because of the work of people like Shael and Maha, no one can say they didn't know. The failure of Western governments to bring any meaningful pressure on the Israelis over this issue is simply grotesque. Double Down Newswatch depends on you. We have no billionaire owners or sugar daddies. That's why we're independent. If you value the work we do, please subscribe to Double Down News through Patreon.